forming child. April 73, several months before my daughter, Rainey, was born, I wrote this for the forming child. First one. Old child's tremble against your mother's inner wall is a true movement without waste or hesitation, a beating of wings following ancient trails to help us return. Second one. I will point out your face, your place on the earth, among mountains, on ground, by old watercourses, in wind, where your mother walked, where her mother walked. This way then, Ta'a, this way, I will show you those points where you will present yourself. Third one. 2 days ago, when I was at the foot of Black Mountain, there were rain clouds forming in a space between the tip of the mountain and a point in the sky. 2 days before that, I saw a hawk circling in a slow, cool wind south of that place where I stood watching. Fourth one. Years ago, your brother and I walked from Che Goodluck's Hogan in the Lukachukai Mountains to a place where water flowed from under huge granite boulders. The water tasted like the wind, roots, fresh herbs, and sweet smells. Fifth one. I want you to see a pass in the Chuska Mountains where there are aspen, oak, elevation high enough for fir and snow enough to last till June. I've been up there twice, once on a hard winter day. Sixth one. Among the things I would require of you is that you should relish the good wheat bread your mother makes, at taking care that you should think how her hands move, kneading the dough, shaping it with her concern, and how you were formed and grew in her. Seventh one. Near the summit, southeast of Kinlichi, I saw a piece of snow-melt water that I thought would look good on a silver bracelet with maybe two small turquoise stones at its sides. But then I liked the way it was, too, under pine trees, the snow feeding it, the evening sunlight slanting off it, and I knew that you would understand why I decided to leave it like that. Eighth one. Yesterday, as I was lighting a cigarette, Raho, my son, warned me with, "If anyone starts a fire, Smokey the bear will come put them out." Bears got a lot of friends.